I think that as a chaplain, we are ambassadors for Christ. We can be friends to people. You know, there's some people there that are, a lot of people aren't, they don't want a religious chaplain just ramming Christianity down their necks, but they do want friendship. They do want care and love. And as a chaplain, I have a lot more discretionary time available than a lot of the, you know, hardworking staff there, because they're just so busy doing their work.
Mm-hmm.
So those things are important. I look at it, the fact that as a Christian, I see the value of being a believer, as a redeemed in the Lord, and my heart is that other people would have that. And our aged people, there's still time to grab hold of that. Yeah. Or and for a lot of them is to reawaken their faith. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. Andrew, I'll just ask you the same question.
Yeah, I think spiritual care is such a gift for young people. And I think, part of empowering and unlocking the dreams of the next young, the next generation.
Mm.
And I guess, how I would describe it is, I guess, working in a school context and hanging out with families in the community outside of school hours or on the weekend. It's a real privilege, I guess, if you have a kind of longevity in your plan with walking with these young people and families, is you can be there in the highs and lows of life.
Mm-hmm.
I think particularly in Townsville and for a lot of our young people today and the breakdown of family, so many young people are lacking role models. They're lacking heroes. They're lacking spiritual mothers and fathers. And so I see spiritual care as a bit, first of all, building relationship and trust with any young people. And then beyond that, it's listening to them enough to hear the dreams of their heart. I guess, I'm convinced as I spend time with God that he has this dream to restore the earth, and he has this dream for each young person.
Mm.
And helping that young person rediscover and refine what God's already doing in them and how he's designed them.
Mm-hmm.
And so especially for our First Nation families and all that's happened in the past, I think one of the greatest things that is important is to encourage their ability to dream again and their ability to believe in themselves. Mm-hmm. I guess my role is just to walk alongside them, and spiritual care just looks like to champion them and encourage them and believe in them, just like Jesus believed in the disciples and believed in every person he met, young, old, vulnerable, poor, sick, wherever they were at. He had the dream of what God had for them ahead.
Really powerful.